By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments.
In the winter of 2015, Australia turned to face itself.
Be the Change, Mondays at noon on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Good afternoon. You're listening to Be the Change on Yarra Valley FM. You're listening to Neil Taylor. We're going to be here for until 1 p.m. and just talking about a couple of social justice issues. And hopefully you can learn something and maybe involved with something as well. But it's great to be back with you. As I was saying before, we have got a bit of sun outside at the moment. So now is probably a good time to go outside and get a bit of vitamin D. Because it looks like the rest of the week is going to be quite cloudy, overcast, and rainy. And while it's good to get the rain, it's also really good to go out and get some vitamin D. And we had a magic weekend. So if you didn't get a chance to get out there and enjoy something, you're crazy. But it was a beautiful day outside, and it was a beautiful weekend. So hopefully you got out there and enjoyed something, even in your own backyard. Because being isolated doesn't mean you have to be stuck inside. It means you go out in your backyard too. So hopefully you've done that. But yeah, it's good to be with you. We'll be talking about a couple of things. We've got a really cool song of change this week, one of my favourites. You may recall it from the early 2000s. We'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, we'll go to a song and then we'll be back and we'll talk more about our song of change this week.
Oh, with Neil Taylor right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Okay, our song of change this week is by a group that is still going, probably in a little bit different form, but it's the Black Eyed Peas and their song Where Is the Love? And it's from the album Ellie Funk from 2003. So, wow. It's 17 years old, so there'll be a lot of teenagers who don't even know the song. So there you go. Anyway, Where Is the Love is a song by their hip-hop group, Black Eyed Peas, released in June 2003 as the lead single from their third album, Ellie Funk. The song was written by will.i.am, Apple the App, Taboo, Justin Timberlake, Prince Board, Michael Frantanio, and George Pajan. It's the group's first song to feature singer Fergie as the official member. Where Is the Love saw success on the radio airplay charts, peaking at number 8 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and topped the charts in Australia, Ireland, and the United UK. It became the biggest selling single of 2003 in the UK. The band and Timberlake received 2 nominations, Record of the Year and Best Rap Sung Collaboration for Where Is the Love at the 46th Annual Grammy Awards. The song is about the state of the post-9/11 world, which all but calls for the US to withdraw from Iraq. And group member Ron Fair started writing it late 2001, and another member, will.i.am, added the socially conscious lyrics. The track features vocals from Timberlake, although he is not officially credited on the single release. Apparently he came up with the chorus after hearing the song on the phone. He's not listed as the featured singer on this and did not appear in the original video, but his record company apparently wanted to keep his contribution to this low key because they didn't want to interfere with his album release of his album Justified. The group talked about the initial inspiration for the song when they made a new version 13 years later, and one of the guys is quoted as saying, there was a lot of separatism, racism, and we felt like the question we had been asking was like, yo, where's the love? The song took a long time to develop. By the time they recorded the version on the Ellie Funk, the Black Eyed Peas added a string section and recorded vocals by their new member, a female singer named Fergie. They also changed their sound to appeal to a wider audience. The song got lots of love in the UK, where it was number 1 for 6 weeks, remarkable since the band was little known in Britain. It was the longest-serving British number 1 in 5 years and the best-selling record of 2003 in the UK. The group performed this on the 2004 Grammy Awards, where it was nominated for the Record of the Year. And in 2016, the Black Eyed Peas released a new version of the song. will.i.am said the remake was inspired by the tragic events that were happening throughout the world. He's quoted as saying, I remember when the attack in Paris happened, when people would say, where is the love again? And then Belgium happened, and then Turkey, and then Orlando. Then Philandro, and then Alton before him, and then Dallas, he said. Everyone was calling on us like, we need that song again. The Peas roped in some of their famous friends for the reworking, including Justin Timberlake, Usher, Jamie Foxx, The Game, Mary J. Bilge, Jesse J. Jackson, Sozar, Nicole Scherzinger, Diddy, DJ Khaled, Andra J., Tori Kelly, Ty Dolla Sign, great name, that one. Jaden Smith and ASAP Rocky. Proceeds from the new version benefit several charities, including the Alton Sterling Fund, Dallas Police Officers, the Philandro Castile Fund, and will.i.am's non-profit I Am Angel Foundation, which helps communities in crisis. The video for the remake features cameos from several additional stars, including Kendall Jenner, Quincy Jones, Vanessa Hudgens, Wiz Khalifa, Dallas Police Chief David O'Brien, and Sandra Sterling, the aunt who raised the late Alton Sterling, also make an appearance. On the remix, DJ Khaled changes his trademark "They Don't Want You to Win" line during his contribution on the bridge to "They Don't Want Us to Love." will.i.am apparently told Genius. I placed it all over the a cappella break where we have Justin Timberlake, Nicole Scherzinger, and Usher, and it fit perfectly over that. He's been saying that they don't want you to win for a long time, and in that line in particular makes you question, who the F are they anyway? They are haters. When he says they don't want us to love in the song, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Who are they? They don't want us to have the values of humanity. They don't want us to unite. A lot of times people laugh at that DJ Khaled line, but it's like, hey, pay attention, that's heavy. The game wrote his verse in 20 minutes. Everyone is into the social activism when they hear things and retweet things. But we need more from people, Liam commented. Retweeting is a great and liking of things is awesome. Let's do more together. Game's verse summed up what's going on in America, in the cities, and what's going on in people's frames of minds on social media activism. Lyrics, the Bloods, the Crips, and the KKK are a reference to the two Los Angeles-based gangs and the Ku Klux Klan hate groups, all based in the US. The male members of the Black Eyed Peas performed this at the One Love Manchester concert on June 2017, with Ariana Grande filling in for Fergie. The concert, viewed by over 11 million in Britain, raised over 3 million for the victims of the suicide bombing at Grande's May 22nd concert at the Manchester Arena. The day after the show, Where Is the Love went on to number 7 on the iTunes chart. There, like I said, there's two versions of it, and I'll put both versions up on the Facebook page, but I'm trusting the version we've got that you're about to listen to is the original, and it's the Black Eyed Peas with Where Is the Love.
To bring the trauma overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Where's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Or where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? Love?
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world.
Welcome to Be the Change, a social justice program where we hear from local people who make a difference.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that. That was the Black Eyed Peas and the song Where Is the Love. And if you stay and go and check out the Be the Change Facebook page, I'll put up both versions of the video clips and you can have a listen to both of them. I actually think the later version, 2016, I think it was version, is much better than the original, but that's my view. And the clip is quite interesting as the first one. The first one is a bunch of people going around posting the sort of question mark symbol of the song around LA, and you know it drops down the front of buildings and people get tattoos and, you know, stickers and on all sorts of things. Whereas the second one is much more, poignant with lots of black and white photography and more about people asking the question about where is the love and things like that. So it's really good. Anyway, enjoy that. So that'll be on the Facebook page after the show. I just wanted to share about a community group and wanted to ask you that a question about how Mother's Day was for everyone. I know I'm probably about a week late, but I just wondered how Mother's Day was in our COVID-19 situation. I know in our household that the kids did manage to get up, one of them managed to get up and get a gift for Mum and sort of did it on behalf of the others. And we very in-house and sort of, breakfast, and wasn't so much breakfast in bed. Being teenagers, they all sort of got up a bit late, but they made breakfast and things like that. So I just wondered how it was for you guys. There's a community group down in Ferntree Gully called Community Casseroles, and you may or may not have heard of them, but what they did, they're part of the Foothills Community Care Group, run by Steve Barrington, and we've had Steve on the show previously as well. But Community Casseroles are an amazing group that managed to put together about 600 meals for Mother's Day and handed out over that for that particular day for lunch, 600 Mother's Day meals. And they had a team of an absolute team of volunteers who came in and prepared the casseroles, and managed to prepare way more than they needed. So there was a stack put into the freezers, but there was over 600 meals that were delivered by another team of volunteers who went out into the community and delivered them to everyone that registered. So the response was fantastic, and I know Steve is very proud of the group, and Alice, the lady that runs the community casserole side of things, is very also incredibly proud of everything that's gone on. I'll try and get her on the show, and we can talk more about the Community Casseroles group and what they do. But, I just was amazed at how they put together this, and they only did it in a very short period of time, and it was all done with the COVID-19 sort of restrictions in place, and all the cooking was done sort of very much with conscientiously safety protocols for all the volunteers, and then They delivered all the meals, obviously, by dropping it off and things like that with the volunteers. So it was done very well, and I think they need to be applauded. And what's the other encouraging thing was how many community organisations and businesses that got behind them and were quite generous in supporting them with food and other material materials and things like that for the lunch. So the community has been fantastic and what an amazing response for that. So yeah, great stuff. I'll post more about them too and put a link up on the Facebook page. But if you want to get involved with them, they're down in Fern Tree Gully, and they're definitely someone group that is always looking for volunteers to get together and go and cook meals. And they do that, I think, up at the Upway, up at the Baptist Church there. There's a the church has built a massive commercial kitchen, and they use that as the place to prepare all these casseroles. I mean, it's a massive kitchen with lots of space to bench tops and things like that to do the work on. So yeah, great group. Anyway, community casseroles, and yes, I'll get Alice on the show and we can talk more about that and see what she has to say. And I met Alice, I don't know how many years ago now, before she started community casseroles, when it was merely an idea, and her and I had a coffee, and she was asking me what she should do and how she should do about what she should do about it. And as she was based over that way, I said, well, you should get in touch with my mate Steve. And so since then, they've really partnered with each other and gone on to some amazing things. So yeah, good stuff. All right, let's go to a song. Courtney Barnett with Continental Breakfast.
One, two, three, four. What I could have told you, but I don't believe I've the balls to let you know. I can say that 'cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here. I cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies. So I kick a can way up into the sun, man. But it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come in at night. From my back porch to porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
I walk like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental.
And after all, it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing
telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have, could have told you, but I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but
or just me. Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch, stoop porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost.
Friendships. We talk it over a continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere, around here.
Be the change.
Be the change.
Be the change.
Well, it is a very special week this week too, and I bet you can't guess what it is. There hasn't been a huge amount of publicity and promotion around it, but it's a very special week, and it's one that happens every year. And in the past, we've had the council, the Oranges Council, has been quite good at honouring it. And a lot of other organisations have been very good at honouring it too, with events and things like that. But obviously, with the COVID-19 restrictions on, it's been a little bit more online and I guess social media and things like that. But it's National Volunteers Week this week. So the week is a week in which organisations, governments, and other things, other groups. Celebrate and appreciate, I guess, and honour the hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people who actually volunteer in various ways throughout Australia. And the theme this year for Volunteer Week is Change Communities, Change Lives. And the idea is that basically, that's it, isn't it? What a lot of our volunteer organisations, in the particularly in the Our Rangers, do. I mean, if we look at the core groups that have volunteers, when we're talking about CFA, SES, and things like that, they're very much core volunteer driven. And look at the amazing things they do in our community, and the amazing things that they do for us during times of crisis and things like that. So just remember those guys and celebrate them. And stacks of other volunteer organisations, all the way through to all the welfare organisations are generally are all volunteer based, and many other social groups. And in fact, the station that you're listening to at the moment is also quite heavily volunteer based. All of the announcers are all volunteers, and in fact, there's only one paid staff, and he's sitting behind the desk controlling the panel for us today. But yeah, it's all volunteer-based. So what they're calling for is for people to take a photo of themselves with a smiley face on your palm, just draw it with a texter, and literally hold it up and take a photo with you holding that your palm up to get some, and across, and then post it on social media with a hashtag. And if you want to know more about that, I'll also put that up on the Facebook group about how you can go about doing that and what you need to do. And I'll also probably get a photo of myself doing that and honouring that as well. And, yes, at Holy Fools, we are at this stage 100% volunteer-based, all the way through from our board through to everyone that works in the organisation, including myself. are all volunteer based. I'm desperate to become an employee, obviously for financial reasons with my family and things like that. But at the moment, we're all volunteer based, and which means that everyone from everything we do, we require volunteers. And over the course of the last 10 years, we've had a huge amount of volunteers come through, and they've all been amazing and fantastic. And I was laughing at Greg, who's just showed me his smiling face. And being the artist, he's drawn quite a nice one on his hand there. But, I just wanted to honour for a moment the volunteers that we have at the moment who have been amazing and worked with me through much of this COVID-19 crisis down at Street Angel, things like that. So I think of Deb McLeod, Deb Clancy, and Rachel, and Lynette, and all those guys who have been down pretty much each week with me while we've been serving lunch and things like that. And they've been fantastic in observing and honouring all of the COVID-19 restrictions and making sure that all the meals that go out are takeaway and prepared nicely so that people feel comfortable when they leave and are getting everything they need when they come to our lunch. So, it's amazing the difference that volunteers make in our community. And I just think that if you are a volunteer, you need to be particularly honoured. So, I would clap. But, for all your volunteers out there and for anyone that is doing volunteering today, and if you know someone who's volunteering, go and tell them thank you. Go up and appreciate what they do and just say thank you for everything that you do. And if you're an organisation out there that has volunteers, make sure you try and sign up and do something like this hand wave thing to appreciate your volunteers. And if you want to, you can go onto the Volunteer Australia website and send a certificate of thanks to your volunteers as well. So there's many ways to honour it. And, volunteers, changing communities, changing lives is a very true thing to say and very poignant at this time, particularly with all the restrictions going on. There's been a huge amount of volunteering going on. And in fact, what's fascinating is that since the restrictions have been in place, there's been a huge upturn in people wanting to volunteer with not only Volunteering Australia or Volunteering Victoria, but also groups like Volley and things like that who do online volunteering. So I think with people sort of working from home or maybe losing their jobs, unfortunately, or even just finding that they've got a bit more time on their hands at the moment, there's been a lot more opportunities out there for them to volunteer. There's been an upsurge in people wanting to volunteer. So, it's been good. And like I said, with the community casseroles, they had a huge group of volunteers. I think it was about 200 people were involved all the way through from preparing the meal, cooking the meal, packaging the meal, delivering the meal, and cleaning up and all that. So there's been a huge amount of people involved in there. And, we applaud volunteers and just think that you guys do a fantastic job and want to thank every single one of you for everything you do, from all the way from our CFA through to, the local people that look after the park or who care about a creek or something like that. So thank you for everything that you do. Right, let's go to a song called I Get Up by the Teskey Brothers.
Sometimes trying to just get back. When you get broken down again, it ain't because you didn't try. I try to count the days that I've been disappointed. So many hard times it gets disjointed. But it's hard trying to make a living when you and get down again, and you just keep giving. Every time I get up,
off the gum and bring me down. I get so low sometimes. Feel our love won't be the ground. Yeah. I tried my best to make my way, but it wasn't enough. Desire burns when your dreams are close to dust. I'm begging for the man to live his dark. But the hardest part is starting from the start. But it's hard trying to make a living. Oh, when you get down again, and I'm just keep giving, giving away everything, giving away everything, giving away everything. Yeah. Every time I get up, something come and bring me down. I get so low sometimes.
To Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back. Well, that's the show for today. I know there wasn't a huge amount, but I hope you enjoyed the talk about the Volunteers Week, and make sure you do get involved with that and at least show your appreciation for that. And again, if you're a volunteer, thank you for everything that you guys do. We talked about Community Casseroles and all the work that they're doing and the amazing group that they are down in Ferntree Gully, and like I said, I'll post a link to them if you wanted to join in and maybe sign up to go and help them there. The other group to the other thing we talked about was the Song of Change and the Black Eyed Peas, and again, I'll put up the two clips, the two songs, and a bit about the information that we talked about today. So it's been a good show, and it's been quite a bit in there actually, and now that you sort of go back and look at it, but I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. I just want to say thank you to Greg in the studio for doing everything he did with the technology and the linking in where we are with all the sound and the issues like that. And keep an eye out for our photo he took of us with our smiley hands around the place as well. All right, well, it's been a good show, and we hope to chat with you again next week. And again, thank you to Greg, and thank you for everyone listening. It's been a good show. We'll catch you next week. Bye.